Blog Talk Radio.
DDP Yoga, its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP Yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
Doing this for a couple weeks and people were starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're gonna have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagining myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers, I've done gym memberships, I've done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Okay, there it is. Hey-o! Hey, welcome to another episode of DDP Radio. It ain't your mama's radio show. So we're back again, and I think Robert is either pleasantly surprised or also taken aback that I didn't quite do the opener that I tried to force on him, but I am here with two co-hosts. I'm Sparky, by the way. Robert and Stacy, I'm still killing myself, guys. What's up?
Sparky, did you just do an Ed McMahon impression?
Yeah.
I killed my internet.
Sounded like,
you know,
Ed.
I think about 2 years ago when I first did that, Robert said the next time I would do that, he would hunt me down, find me, and slit my throat.
Oh, no. Got a bodyguard.
Yeah, he hides a lot, so he moves around. He's hard to track down.
Yeah, I have a mobile bunker, which I am posting up. I'm a disaster prepper, so you'll never find me. So, and I actually, am out. I'm not in Pennsylvania anymore, so you'll never find me.
Oh,
but I do my.
Go ahead.
What's that?
No, I was just going to say, if the listeners only knew the shit that Sparky comes up with behind the scenes, you may just not tune in anymore.
Yes. But the good thing is at least we get a little flavor of it after the show, so we're not racked with a bunch of inner stillness of, you know, uncomfortable silence. So, which is good, because DDP is not about inner stillness and, you know, quiet. This is supposed to be energy packed and hopefully fun for everyone and not just me. But hey, I can always
help.
You guys with me through my pain. Well, through your pain, through my fun. boy. So, what's your guys' week been like?
Well, my week's been pretty hectic. You know, I had a nonstop day today, but I did get in a workout after raspberry picking and before a wonderful salmon dinner made by Chef Bill.
Salmon dinner. That sounds delicious. Yeah, when you said raspberry, my head instantly went to my kids. I've been spending a lot of time with them, shuttling them, doing things left and right, which is why I've seen people on Team DDP Yoga like so infrequently in the past 2 weeks, because they just started school. But I finished a round of giving them raspberries tonight. They didn't actually get to eat them, but they got a ton of them. It's always fun to do with your kids. But life has been busy the past 2 or 3 weeks. That's definitely for sure. So, man, and life is going to be busy here for DDP because he is off for 2 weeks. So you guys got us for a community show going on here. So, you know, listen in, tune in. If you want to give us a call and talk to myself, Stacy, or Robert, The number is 347-994-1216. Get in early. We'll get to you as soon as we can. And, you know, as always, the show's about an hour. We'll get up to 10 o'clock. We'll probably cut the calls 10 till 10. So please give us a call if you want to talk to us or you got a question or an update. Or if you're on ddpradio.com, which is our home on the interwebs, there's a nice little chat room there. And if you fire in an instant message through the chat to myself, Stacey, or Robert, or just pop it up in the regular chat, we'll be sure to get to you and throw your question up on the airwaves. So that's pretty cool. And I'm trying to figure out here, because it's always difficult to figure out all the schedules for DDP and see what he's up to. But, you know, right now it's super busy. I noticed he's got some workshops and events coming up, Robert. And the biggest one looks like he's got something scheduled over in Dover and out in December. So there's plenty of notice for that one.
Yeah, there's a workshop, a DDP yoga workshop going on out there. And there's actually a couple media appearances in the next 2 months that have popped up because there really wasn't a whole lot there. But all of a sudden we started adding more and more appearances in different places. So there should be even more interesting things coming up.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's so much stuff going on. I loved the Odd Couple. That was pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. Did you see that, Stace?
Oh, I love the Odd Couple. Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Now, did you see the Jake and Dallas did their own version of it?
Oh, I'm talking Felix and Oscar. No, there's a Jake and Dallas version.
There's a Jake and Dallas version.
Oh, okay. No, I have not seen that. Where can I find it?
Find it up on... Go ahead, Sparky.
I was going to say the same thing you, DDP TV.
Yeah, okay. Find it on DDPTV.com. I've got it up on DiamondDallasPage.com. It's up on DDP's YouTube. It's probably up on our Facebook as well.
Yeah. The best parts of that for me, and there's two of them, because those guys, I think, can act with the best of them. But Dylan takes a hell of a clothesline in the yard, which is awesome, in the background from Jake. And actually, I guess the two moments kind of belong that were driven to Jake that really get me is what is the slappy knee thing that he's doing? He's like playing like body slaps or something.
The ham bone thing, yeah.
It's called the ham bone?
I think that's what it's called. I don't know. It's like he's playing spoons, but doesn't have any spoons. You know, it's really hard to describe.
Yeah, but you see this, Stacey. It looks like he's almost swatting away a swarm of bees.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Yeah, I think my favorite part was the short arm clothesline too.
Yeah, that was actually really good. Good to see that, but. If that explodes into something else, that would be great. I'd love to see, you know, a second episode of that coming out. But that's on YouTube, guys. And then a couple other things that are going on. If you didn't catch the HBO Real Sports segment that they did, it was really awesome. I mean, they had Jake and Scott in Dallas, and there was a lot of Jake and Dallas in there. And... you know, I thought one of the coolest things was at the end when Brian Gumbel challenged him and was asking the fellow who interviewed both Dallas and Jake if these guys were real or if they were just playing him. And he was like, honest to goodness, he's like, this was real. You know, I thought it was an awesome compliment from a guy who's been in the business for as long as he's been in the business. In sports and doing specials and interviewing guys that, you know, he really looked at Jake and Dallas and said, you know, what these guys are doing is absolutely real because we all believe it or else we wouldn't be here, right?
That's right. Yeah. And speaking of real, I wanted to give a shout out to DJ Clark, who I don't know if you guys saw this. He posted on DDP Yoga's Facebook his 15-month update, and he's down 196 pounds. And 115 inches.
That's pretty damn impressive.
Mind blowing. So
awesome.
It doesn't get any more real than that.
No, it doesn't. DJ's a heavy hitter, man. That guy, you know, sometimes he's in and he's out. He's always doing welcomes, though. And, man, I know he's been I think he's still working with Doug Steffen, the Monster Motivator. He's been working his tail off, which is really, really good. So, you know, you want some inspiration, look up on Team DDP Yoga and find him. The only other stuff that's going on is stuff you probably know about, the DDP Yoga Challenge. If you haven't gotten in it, DDPYogaChallenge.com. We're looking at your blogs. This month, I think our first winner is going to come out. Stacy, Robert, and I, along with a few other people, with Doug and Dallas, and I'm sure Steve and Terry, I know, is in there. We're going to be checking out all the inspiration you guys have thrown up. And there's been an awful lot of it, huh, guys?
Oh, definitely.
A ton of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a couple on there that I really like, and a couple people who had been putting out content but didn't have it quite in the format that Dallas was talking about. So if you're looking about getting into it, I know a lot of you might have video blogs, a lot of you might have, you know, the Twitter accounts going on and be tweeting, but Dallas actually wants the whole package. If you can, get your 6 picks in and put them up there. If you've been here for a year and you're just starting your blog, grab your 6 picks and put them up on your blog. But he wants you to write the journey, walk the journey, show the journey, not only in writing, in video, you know, whether it's food, whether it's your moves, whether it's teaching. Get everything up there because...
You want multimedia.
Yes, multimedia and all the facets of what DDP Yoga is, because, man, there's so much stuff here. It's not just a workout and putting a 30-minute video in and going along with what Dallas says. This is the whole lifestyle, and, you know, capture every part of that, and, because it's going to help so many people. And it could win you $5,000, which is
that's
pretty cool.
That's not bad. Mm-hmm.
No, that's not too bad. Plus, there's a chance to get $10,000 for the year end. So you could, if you're a winner in one of the first 3 months and the year end winner, you could walk away with $15,000. Pretty great. Pretty cool thing that Dallas is doing to set that up. I mean, he's been working on things to give back to the people who have been giving to DDP Yoga and have really been working hard. And this is a very cool thing that he's doing. And, you know, the last cool plug it in for DDP Yoga is the certification. Anybody thinking about doing a certification should go ahead and get in. It's around $500, a little shy of that. DDPYogaCertification.com, is that right, Robert?
Yes, DDPYogaCertification.com.
Yeah, you got to go in and, you know, there's a questionnaire and a form to fill out so you can get approved and get in. But once you do, there's a forum in there, and there's a bunch of us in there supporting each other. There's a couple side pages on Facebook that people are using to communicate too. But the main program is all in on the forums. All the content that Yoga Doc is putting out is in the forums on that website. So if you make the investment, everything there is there. Yoga Doc's really into it. He's very excited about it, and he's a great coach and a mentor to have. Being very active with the program. So if you're thinking about it, you know, reach out to somebody who's in it. I'm already signed up. I'm going through it slowly but surely. I'll get there. I got a slow journey, but, you know, Mikey Mullins is in it, and Penny's in there, and a bunch of other folks. We actually have some folks from across the pond from the UK in there too. So this thing's worldwide, folks. You can get in and be one of the trailblazers. It's pretty cool shit. So I think I need a drink of water after that.
Yeah, you were going pretty good there for a while.
It's easy to run out the plugs and just keep going with all the cool stuff that's going on with DDP Yoga, because, like I said, it's not just a video. We're not just a box on the shelf. There's so much more that's happening with it. And actually, I didn't plug the challenge yet, which I could do.
Well, you kind of did. You talked about You talked about the blogs and someone can win $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Spark, you've been up since 4:30. We understand.
Yeah, I don't.
You're tired. And that's something that's something I wanted to give you a shout out for, Sparky, is your continued commitment to work out no matter, you know, what time you have to get up.
Yeah,
pretty amazing.
Thank you. That all goes back to having sort of accountability and accountability partners. It's something that a lot of people do, but I think it's starting to get more popular when people see what's going on. Now, I've worked with different people side by side, or they've asked me for some help in the years that I've been here, but recently Jake and Jess, Kristen are, I always slaughter their last name, sorry guys, but Jake and Jess wanted to do something to hold them accountable, and I thought, you know, I could do this too, and they wanted to go at it 5 days a week and build up, and so we did, and we started going out, and we figured out that the 4:30 a.m. thing works, and I don't know, we're on week 7, I think, of doing this, but we go Monday through Friday, we get the workouts, text the workouts in the evening, we get up in the morning and do the workouts, and, you know, it's not one of those things where it's like, not only are we going on each other's word that night before that we're doing it, if I don't get a pic off of my TV and text it to Jake, he's texting me, you know, hey, we got a workout this morning, here's mm-hmm. my pic, we're doing, you know, whatever it is, whatever he called. And it's pretty cool because we've been taking baby steps and we've worked our way up to, you know, handling the diamond cutters and whatnot every week. So it's pretty good stuff.
That's awesome. Have you seen a difference in you know, your weight or anything since you've been doing that?
I've seen a couple pounds drop, but my thing is since I've been sort of, because I was really in that maintenance mode, Robert, where I was like, when I pop into maintenance mode and I'm doing it a couple times a week, you know, about three times a week, you know, 40 minutes a workout, I end up balancing weight about 10 pounds off of what my total 50 pounds were. And I've dropped probably like 3 pounds in that time doing it, which is good. So, yeah, I've seen it. But I've seen more from that since I already lost like a lot of the weight that I needed to lose. My body shape is changing. So, you know, that while the weight is going down in a smaller increment, I can tell my shoulders are rounding out a little bit. I feel like the shirts are starting to get not tight in the chest, but, you know, I can feel the pull in the chest a little bit, and the pants are getting a little bit looser. So.
Cool. That is really, to me, that's the ultimate measurement, is when your body starts to change shape, you know, and...
Yeah.
I still feel like it's in my best interest to stay away from the scale.
You got it.
And maybe once a month, you know.
I can't stand the scale now because when we started doing this, I was, you know, when you said if I've been losing weight, Robert, I was asking myself that every day. I'm like, I'm working out every day now. I'm going to lose like a pound a day. And I was struggling to that harsh reality that just doesn't happen at a certain point, you know.
You plateaued for a long time.
Yeah. Mhm. And now it's coming off a little by little. So I you know, the first couple of days I got back into that mindset of, woo, I'm playing ball so fast and so hard, I know this is going to drop. And then it kind of didn't. I was like, yeah, right, this is what happens when your weight is down, you're kind of maintaining. It's going to come out a lot slower now than when I was, you know, 30, 40, 50 pounds heavier. So just take that scale, put it away, because it doesn't matter. If you're doing the work and you're eating right, things are going to change. Your body's going to change. You just got to be patient with it. So I had to learn a little bit of patience. But with that, Stacy, one of the things I wanted to find out, and you were talking about earlier, I kind of have been looking at my diet because Mikey Mullins called in last week, was talking a little bit about food combining. So I started putting a little bit of that in, but you've kind of done this thing where you've totally tossed sugar out the window, right? And you've been doing that for a while now.
Yeah, I started doing that right after Chef Bill's May 2nd birthday. I had to have my final massive piece of gluten-free birthday cake, and then I started it. But so it's been at like more than three months, and it was tough at first. I mean, it was really, because I had gotten very accustomed to desserts and gluten-free treats and things like that. I never had a sweet tooth until I went gluten-free. It's kind of ironic. But I've been in sort of like a standstill, and I needed something to push me out of it. And I started working with, do you guys remember the nutritionist we had on the show, Nancy Guberti?
Oh, yeah.
She came very highly recommended to me by HD, Henry Dembski, who's the, you know, the king of you know, nutritional knowledge. So I thought, okay, I'll check it out. And she, you know, did a urine test. It was like a lot of time and money investment, but it told me a lot about what my body wasn't doing or getting. And I just said, okay, let's do this. You know, basically my stomach was, from the sugar, it was sort of like, this is gross, but I mean, it's the reality, and I think it's true for most Americans. Your stomach lining can be literally, you know, caked on with candida and yeast, and it can actually prevent nutrient absorption. So yeah, that was enough motivation for me. I'm like, well, I want to turn that around. And I just, you know, went forward with it. Terry Lang was great because I was following her lead, and she gave me a few dessert recipes that completely saved my sanity. You know, that didn't have sugar in them, and I've posted some on my blog, but they got me through. But it was a tough early month because without that, you know, sugar's like, it's like a high, you know, it's like an anesthesia. And without any of that anymore, I had to feel every irritating emotion, and I noticed myself, you know, was pretty crabby, let's put it that way. You know, I was not always fun to be around, but I made it over a hump, so to speak, and now my whole body's adjusted to the new way of eating, and my taste buds have adjusted, and if I get a taste of anything sugary, it tastes odd now. So the flip side of, you know, the irritation and sort of the blues that I felt when I was withdrawing is my jeans that I had been really super tight on me for a long time. We went to a food and wine festival last weekend, and I had to, with one hand, I had to hold them up because I'm like, they keep falling down, you know? And these were a size 8 jean. And I'm telling you, I never thought, I was just like, I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone, you know? Like my size 8 jeans are loose, you know? It was a good feeling. So anyway, I'm not really through with this. I might, my original plan was just to like white knuckle it and do it as long as I can. And I actually like living without sugar. So I'm going to just, you know, see what happens. Keep on it.
That's great. Yeah, I'm experiencing some interesting things with the food combining so far. And I'm going to wait and see how that goes for a week, doing it kind of hardcore to see if that kind of gets me a nice jump start.
Oh, can I tell you a food combining anecdote from last week?
Yes.
I pretty much do it 80% of the time, you know, maybe 90%. For dinner, it's always like a protein with vegetables. Once in a while, I'll have a sandwich or I'll have like pasta with meat sauce or something. But for the most part, I separate proteins and carbs. So we were at a burger cook-off last week, and it was like all these great sliders and burgers, which I ate, you know, I always eat it without bread. I kind of like it that way now. But there were these amazing French fries, and I don't always eat fries, but they have to be worth it. You know, they have to be really good. And these were worth it, so I broke the rule, and I absolutely was suffering by the end of it, like 2 hours later. I could just feel the whole, you know, event in my stomach not wanting to move. So huge difference when you do it for a while and then you don't do it. Your body's like, what the heck are you doing?
There's a slight rebellion going on.
Yeah. So I feel better. How long have you been, you said you've been doing it a week now, Sparky?
Yeah, since the beginning of the week, so it's only been like 3 or 4 days, but I can tell, and that's kind of one of the things about how I was telling Robert, I can feel the body changing. Like, I looked down today at sort of my stomach and whatnot, and where I still had a little bit of the bloatedness, like, I could tell, like, it was completely flat. And then I was thinking to myself, man, I don't feel any kind of bloat, like no kind of gas, nothing going on in my stomach. Like, and, you know, it felt good, you know. I realized, I really feel good. So if I can keep that up, we'll keep it going. I know, granted, some of the meals I've been making have been pretty bland, so I'm going to look at a way to, like, switch some stuff up. But for me, if I just start something like that, I have to start, like, flat, basic, tiny steps, something that I know I can do, because if not, it's like, you know, racing a sports car into a wall at, like, 300 miles an hour. I'll just crash, you know?
Yeah.
It won't be pretty. So not that, you know, this body of mine is like a Lamborghini or anything, or a Ferrari, but it's kind of more like a Yugo. But I still look pretty good.
Well, Spark, if you want to ever email me, I can give you some ideas on how to make it a little more interesting. You know, like, one of my favorites with eggs now is caramelized onions instead of hash browns or toast. And it's really good. It's like I don't feel like I'm suffering, you know. So it's all about using imaginative side dishes and vegetable-based things to go with the protein that are, you know, kind of interesting.
Yeah, and I will have to do that, and I'll have to get some of that stuff up. You'll have to get some of that stuff up, because that's the biggest challenge, because when you're looking at protein, you have to eat a vegetable with it. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to go grab something else, some kind of carb, and throw with it, because I'm just used to it, even if it was just like, you know, a quinoa pilaf or something like that, you know. You can't do it.
Yeah, but you know what helps me get through, especially on days when I'm, you know, I just need a little variety or a little fun, and it's okay to eat for fun and enjoyment, you know. But if I have a carb, I really make it like a total event, and I'll get like the best gluten-free roll or piece of bread I can find, and really good butter or pesto, and it's just like, it's like heaven, you know, and I really thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy it.
That's awesome, because, yeah, I think that's a key. Like, once you do something to get yourself on a basic thing, you have to enjoy some aspect of your eating, because if you're not, it makes it that much harder.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, and it just won't last. I mean, anytime I've tried to impose too much strictness and I take the enjoyment right out of the picture, I know the days are numbered for whatever plan I've just tried to put myself on.
Yeah, that's it. Keys to success, I think, are incremental. You know, you take the steps to do it instead of one giant step, and by the time you realize it, you've reached so many small goals along the way, and you've had so many successes, you know, you realize that you're actually doing it, that you're not trying to do it still.
Yeah, it's just the way you're living now. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, guys, I'm gonna post a link to one of my recent blogs about the importance of pleasure, so I'll do that in just a sec.
Cool. Yeah, because pleasure is awesome. We love pleasure, especially with food, because a lot of us are foodies. which is good stuff. So we got 3 callers on the line. I guess we can start bringing them in, and while we do, we did have somebody pop something into DDP Yoga chat on DDPRadio.com. So Don Schmelhaus from, and I probably slaughtered your last name too. I'm terrible with last names, guys. So
no, you got it right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
I just did a fist pump. So he's got a group in Middle Tennessee, DDP Yoga group. They're going to get together Saturday. These little groups are starting to get pretty popular. Dave Orth has been doing a bunch up the East Coast. He's been working them out once a year with Arthur, where Arthur showed up. But Don's got a group going, and they're going to get together for their first group workout this Saturday. So Don wants you to contact him if you're in the Middle Tennessee area and let him know if you want to go. He's got a couple places on teamddpyoga.com. Go to the group section and go to Middle-Tennessee-DDPYoga. He's also on Facebook, and it's Facebook groups, and it's got this big long number after it, and I'll post it in ddpradio.com. And you can also hit him on his DDP Yoga page on Team DDP Yoga. Dawn, S-C-H-M-E-L-H-A-U-S. So good luck with that, Dawn. I hope all you guys come out to see him in Middle Tennessee. You guys have a kick-ass workout. So, all right. I think we got a caller.
Yes, we have four people on hold. The first one is area code 605.
Hey, guys. It's Travis Roberts from South Dakota. How you doing?
Hey, Travis.
Good, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Hopefully I can get through this call without having an interpreter.
We'll see.
Like last week. I was on my other cell phone, and I don't know, between that and the blog talk problems or whatever, you know, I don't know what was happening, so. But just giving a shout-out there and just seeing, and you were talking last week about emotional gravity and kind of getting in plateaus and everything. And
yeah.
I watched Rob's DDP Yoga versus Rob's video this week, and he's doing kind of a reboot of Version 2 start over. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, he fell off the wagon, basically. He had a 10-day kind of fall-off. Okay, and so he's rededicated himself, and he's going back in the square one, and he talks a little bit about how, you know, he got frustrated with himself, and, you know, and I hear this recurring theme, where how people kind of fall off the wagon, they get frustrated with themselves, and it really kind of feeds into that emotional gravity. You feel sorry for yourself, and you know, and then you just kind of slip, and then you just, you know, try to climb back up on the horse and get her going again. And the thing I'm looking at here, I'm going to post a blog up on this here in the next year or so, is, you know, the way to bust through those is, you know, challenge yourself with something you haven't done before. I remember a few months ago when I called, I asked about plateaus way back when it first started, okay? And at that time, I said, okay, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I hadn't done Diamond Cutter before, so I said, all right, I'm going to do 10 days worth of Diamond Cutter in a row. So just kind of my own little mini streak. And did that, dropped 7 pounds. I think, Robert, your comment was he's like dropped a limb, if you remember that.
I usually have trouble remembering where I live, so don't be surprised that I don't.
I get it. I take a lot of hits in the head a lot, so, you know, my memory's not always that great, but I understand. But, you know, that's the thing. If you can challenge yourself with something you have not done before, you know, you take an honest look at yourself, and you challenge yourself with something else, whether that's a workout you haven't done, whether that's the way you've been eating, like Mike Mullins, you know, how he's going to hit in the plateaus, where he's going to go phase three, and he's going to go juicing and that sort of thing, you know. But challenge yourself with something new. Go at it for 2 weeks, and, you know, and I promise you, you will see change. You will see, you know, you will pick yourself up out of that rut. Because
I think what's key about what you're saying too, Travis, and what I would add to that is, if you're going to do the challenge for 2 weeks, put some goals at the end of it, and like one or two interim goals, and make it intentional that you're putting those goals in, because once you hit them, and you hit those for 2 weeks, who can't put and reach two or three goals of, you know, I'm going to do this many workouts, or I'm going to try this juicing, or I'm going to try the food combining. Once you hit them and you build on that, like you said, bro, it's going to be, you're going to feel so much better and you're going to see success, and that's what's going to keep you motivated.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's 100% correct. In fact, now that I've hit my 185-pound goal, now it's me. It's trying to find new goals and new things to strive for. I've got long-term goals to be able to hit cycle push-ups or handstand push-ups, that sort of thing. But to get me there, I have to you have to set shorter-term goals. Like this coming Friday, I'm going to have a day off. And I'm going to post up my my first full-on 100-bang salute. So be looking for that on Friday.
Awesome. Hey, how's you posted the video on the 100-bang salute challenge. How's that going?
So far, so good. I've been doing shorter versions of the 100-bang salute there first thing in the morning. Wake up, and then I'll do 10 or 15 of the bang salutes there to get the heart going and get everything moving. So that's just kind of prepping for it.
And for people who don't know about that, that's the Warriors in Training Group on Team TDP Yoga. We have a bunch of people in there, and there's a couple very hardcore people, Travis being one, Christina Russell being another, and they're in there, and every month we set something up. And this one's the 100-bang salute challenge. And what that is, if you do the traditional yoga, it's something like a sun salutation, but it's our DDP yoga version of it, which has some diamond cutters, down dogs, a little bit almost like a 3-second push-up at the bottom. So It's pretty dang cool to see everybody hitting the challenges and doing this stuff month after month, and I think this one is damn cool because it's going to take about 45 to 50 minutes to get all 100 in.
I know, and it depends on how you do it. I think it might take a little bit longer than that, but it'll be about 45. It'll be about 15 minutes, maybe an hour, but that's okay. Yeah. I mean, it depends on how long you hold each position, so. Yeah, everyone's going to be a little bit different.
Sure, yeah. All right, bro. Thanks
Sounds
for
amazing.
Calling.
Hey, no problem. We'll catch you guys later.
Okay.
Thanks
care,
for
bro.
Calling.
Bye-bye. And September just mentioned that's a insane challenge for a newbie, but hey, maybe you do, a 10-bang salute or, half of it, 25, 50. Give it a shot. Record up the video, man. It'd be awesome to see. And I just wanted to give a shout out to somebody I see popping into ddpradio.com, Jay Campbell, who has been with us for a very long time and pops in and out. It's good to see you back, bro. Glad you're in the chat. And we have more callers, so we're just going to keep rolling with it.
Yeah, we've had a few drop and we've had a few more come in. The next one on the list is area code 541.
541, who we got?
Hey guys, this is a DDP Yoga Mat checking in.
DDP Yoga Mat,
how's it going? Not much, guys. I was just calling to give you an update. We talked a couple weeks ago about my wife had started doing this with me. She just had gallbladder surgery and stuff like that. And happy to report that she just had her day 30 and she's just over 10 pounds lost. Mm-hmm. And I'm in my fourth month and I reached my first goal. I started it 283, and I hit 250 over the weekend, and I'm super stoked, feeling great.
That is awesome, man. Congratulations
Wonderful.
To both you and your wife. And I'm glad she picked it up, and you guys can do that together. Now, are you guys working out together, or?
Dude, she's like merciless. I mean, I've been doing this 3 months longer than she has, and she's like bossing me around. She's like, squeeze your legs!
It sounds like if she's got that attitude that she's ready to get into the DDP Yoga certification, that sounds like a great instructor right there.
I told her that, and she's not thinking much about it right now, but I think I can convert her here down the road a bit.
Yeah, that'd be wicked cool. So, awesome. Congratulations on the progress, man.
A couple quick shout-outs. One's to Robert. Robert's been helping me with some stuff. We've been trading some emails and stuff, and I appreciate all your help, Robert. And the other quick shout-out is to Stacy. I posted on Facebook this morning that I lost my wedding ring, and Stacy had a cool little rhyme that she said on there, but I didn't find it, unfortunately. I think it's long gone, but I do appreciate it. It cheered me up, if nothing else.
Okay, well, that's a good little, you know, thing that I say when I've lost something, and it sometimes works, so, you know, keep the faith, but you can always, maybe it's a new chapter, a new ring, new you, you know?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, that's one good thing about weight loss is apparently your fingers shrink, too, so I didn't even notice it come off. One more quick thing, too. Travis was talking about Rob and, you know, how he's been having some hard times lately and stuff. So what I kind of did about an hour ago is I started a new group on Team DDP Yoga. I'm calling it version 2.0. It's for anyone who feels like they might need a little restart on the program and just kind of want to see if going back to square one helps them out. So if anybody wants to search for version 2 on there and send a request to join the group, I'll be happy to get as many people in there as I can. We're reweighing, we're retaking our 6 pictures, and we're starting over in a way. Nice. I mean, we're still taking our journeys, but we're starting the calendars over. You know, the day you join is your new day one. And we're going to see if that helps some people. Because I know there's a lot of people out there that are inactive right now, and, you know, people that have gone through spells like Rob did where they weren't doing much for like 10 or 12 days. You know, when school started, I had a hard time too. You know, we were squeezing in the workouts. We were trying to help the kids get their homework done too and all that stuff. And it's just really learning where it fits in to your schedule. But you got to find time to do it. Or they say, you know, it's been 10 days and you haven't done it.
I think one of the keyest things that you said is that you talked about, you just said it was a journey and sometimes you restart. And that's the thing, DDP Yoga, and it's important to stress, it's a journey, so you're going to be here for a long time. You know, if you fall down, get back up. That's all I tell you, it's how many times you get back up, not how many times you fall. And everybody's going to fall. Don't be embarrassed of it. You know, everybody here at Team DDP Yoga cares about everybody else's journey. And there's probably one or two people here that you really connect with who really care about you. And when you disappear, they wonder where the heck you went. So don't go away. Don't be embarrassed by it. You can, you know, obviously you're going to be a little bit upset by it. But pick yourself up, dust yourself off, grab that person who you can be accountable to or you can talk to and keep moving forward, because this is a lifestyle. It's not a 30-minute, you know, off-the-shelf workout that you can just pick up and put away. You know, you're going to put the DVD in and do the workout, but you're going to keep coming back to the lifestyle.
On a quick side note, I got my twin sister started. Her name's Tanya Ayers, if anyone wants to send her a friend request. And I got my buddy in Texas. He's 500 pounds right now, but he started the program yesterday. He called me right before I logged into the show. He just did the Dime a Dozen. Him and his wife started at the same time. And now they were hanging up with me to do energy. So he hasn't joined Team DDP yet, but I'm pushing him to do it, get those 6 pictures up there and stuff.
Way to recruit.
But he sticks with it. Yeah.
That's fantastic. You're recruiting, and you're, you know, probably doing it just by attracting people because of your change.
I have. You know, I've had quite a few people from high school that I haven't talked to in 15 years, you know, contact me through Facebook because they've seen a few of my little videos I've thrown up and my update pictures and stuff like that. And I just really enjoy helping people. You know, all these guys I was really close with in school that I haven't seen them forever. You know, it's the way life is. But if I can help them get going on it, I'll be happy to do so.
Mm-hmm.
That's kick-ass, bro.
All right, guys, I'm going to let you go so you can get to the rest of your callers. One more quick shout-out to my girl Stacy in Texas. She has PCOS. My wife has PCOS, and she sent my wife some awesome workbooks on working through that. And, Stacy, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
All right, guys.
That was awesome.
Keep up the great work. Take care.
All right, appreciate all you guys. Take care.
Take care, bro.
All right,
man, that's a guy who's in it to win it and to take everybody with him on the journey. That's cool. So if you wanted to call and you got any questions for any one of us, we'll be shutting down the lines in about 10 minutes. It's 347-994-1216 or pop into ddpradio.com and throw a question in the chat, and we'll be happy to get to it. So let's keep rolling with the punches.
Okay, the next one up is area code 864.
864. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, who do we got?
This is Leslie.
Oh, hey, Leslie.
How's everybody?
Good. How are you doing?
I just got off work, so I just now popped in about 15 minutes ago, so I'm not too sure where we are, but I did want to talk about the emotional gravity. I have been, a lot of people know, I've been having a lot of family issues. That's the one thing that's just been keeping me from, you know, with the workout and, you know, and I'm glad that Matt, and I just now found out that he did the version 2.0, so I'm going to jump back on that first thing tonight as soon as I get off, you know, just finally get home and just actually just chill out and all that. But, yeah, that's the main thing for, you know, the emotional gravity. That's what's been, you know, keeping me down a lot, but I've been thinking, you know, more positive and, you know, just, you know, it's been really difficult for me for the past few months, so... do you have any suggestions of anything I could do, or
you're talking food or emotion suggestions? Or both?
The emotion. Both.
Well,
both.
The emotions, you know, from my point of view, you know, because that's something I never dealt with, and that's why the weight always would come back time after time. Is, you know, it's there's no easy answer, but I just had to feel them and sit with them, and, you know, they're kind of like a storm that passes through, and some storms last longer than others. But in addition to just feeling them and facing them, get support, and, you know, when you need to talk about things, find someone that you trust, and, you know, do some venting if you have to, or crying. And also journaling is a wonderful tool for getting out different emotions. And you don't even have to keep a formal journal. Sometimes I'll just write stuff down, especially if it's negative, and then I'll burn it. I find that really
right.
Useful.
Like a slam book kind of thing, yeah. Because I know that Stacey and Matt's wife have PCOS, and I have PCOS, and it's just been... I haven't gained all my weight back, but I've been fluctuating between 245 and 250. It keeps going between the two, and I haven't, you know, thank God I haven't gained all my weight back, and I, you know, thank God every day for that. It's just been, you know, I've got two jobs now, and it's just been, you know, it's just been really, really hard, you know, trying to find my own place, and it's just been really, you know, really, really hard for me.
Well, and also, you know, when you go through, I mean, it sounds like you're kind of overwhelmed with different things from different areas of your life. And if you can do nothing else but, you know, get a workout in, that's enough. You know, don't put too many, you know, don't impose too many things that you have to do in terms of food, because sometimes you just can't do that. I mean, you know, but if you can get
right.
the workout in, do that, and that'll continue to keep your body strong, and your body being strong is going to affect your mind.
Right. I mean, the only person other than everybody on King DP, person that I have support is my boyfriend. I mean, I don't have any family to support, any friend. All this, my closest friend that I've known for 22 years, we no longer talk, so I have no, you know, nobody to actually vent to other than, you know, Stacy and I. We talk every day, and, you know, we talk about anything and everything between DDP yoga, and it's just, she's been there for me, and I, you know, I really appreciate, you know, her doing that, and it's been really, like I said, it's been really, really hard, and then once I get this emotional thing, it's just like, I just want to eat, and it's like, wait a minute, what am I doing, why am I eating, you know, it's just something that I haven't overcome.
Yeah, the emotional demons can be really tough. But like I said, don't be, you know, I'm not advocating that you go back to binge foods or anything, but someone wrote to me a couple days ago, because I talk about how I was really addicted to potato chips and dip, and that was my big binge food. And in the beginning, you know, as I was detoxing and getting used to my new way of eating, I knew I had to come up with some sort of substitute. that I could get that salty kind of a kick from and you know, enjoy it, but it wasn't going to wreck me and it wasn't going to push all the, you know, physiological buttons that a binge food would. So I came up with a rice crackers and clam dip that was made from tofutti cream cheese. Definitely not the same, but it got me through. And you might need to devise some clean, you know, foods that you can turn to when you're stressed. And they'll taste good, they might give you a little relief, and they're not going to wreck your health. That really got me through some of my tough times.
Well, I've noticed here lately, chocolate has been my my getaway. that's been my, I mean, I'm not liking the chips or anything like that, or cake or anything. It's just chocolate, like a chocolate candy bar. It's just my main thing.
Okay, well, I'm going to be posting some chocolate recipes, and there already are on my website, stacymorris.com. You can enjoy chocolate a number of different ways, including as a protein drink, and that is a great way to get that you know, the flavor, and it does a whole bunch of good things for you at the same time.
But I haven't given up, so I'm glad that Matt redid the whole 2.0 thing. So I want to give a shout out to him. I want to give a shout out to Rob and Stacy and everybody else who's been there for me. And it, like I said, it's been really hard, but today has been a non-stressful day. And for whatever reason, I have no idea why it's a non-stressful day, but I thank God today is my first non-stressful day. So.
Yes, yeah, so, sometimes they come inexplicably. Isn't it great?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the bad thing is that I work at a pizza parlor, and, you know, when I smell the pizza, I don't crave the pizza. It's like I crave a salad. I'm like, I really want a salad, so I'm glad that I don't crave the pizzas.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Well, I
but
think
I
it's really great.
I
think it's great you called and, you know, shared this with us, because like Brandon did last week when he wrote a really heartfelt blog, so many people just kind of go through the tough times alone and don't want to talk about it. And that's one of the keys to getting out of it, is talking about it.
Right. Sometimes I feel like I don't have nobody to talk to, so it's just kind of...
What are we, chop liver? You're talking to us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, you always have support here, you know, so... Please stay connected and email me anytime, okay, through Team DDP Yoga or Facebook.
Did we lose her? I think maybe we did.
Okay, we might have missed you, but Leslie, thanks for the call. And, you know, I just throw on to it. If she had a great day today, just keep believing, because when you keep believing, you'll be able to achieve something. Keep your head up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we got a couple more calls to power through. We're almost at the end of the show, so let's go ahead and hit those.
Okay, the next one is area code 410.
410, what's up?
Hello?
Hey. Welcome.
Hey, you're on DP Radio. Who we got?
Okay.
Do you have a question? Or?
Excuse me?
Did you have a question, or were you just hanging out?
Oh, no. I found the program to be excellent. I mean, I was looking for flexibility, strength, and I found it with this program. I'm a wrestling coach, and I got my wrestlers doing this program.
Wow.
Awesome.
And this program... My flexibility in high school was I could barely touch my toes. Now I can actually put my hands underneath my feet and straighten my legs out. I can stand up on one leg, grab my toe, move it around, stay balanced, and it's the program's great. I got a degree in health and physical education, and I kind of feel silly because this program is so simple, but I it's simple, but it's, I feel bad because I couldn't figure it out. And this program for me has been phenomenal. Okay, I used to be big in the lifting and body was wearing out. And last year, I think it was in, I'm from Maryland, and DDP was talking about it on one of the radio stations. And I was like, my body was hurting so bad, my joints, everything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I had bad back spasms. And I have none of that now. And my back squeaked once in a while. And it really works well.
Definitely does, man. We're glad you found it and glad you found, glad you're using it on your wrestlers, man. You should, are you on Team DDP Yoga yet?
DDP what?
TeamDDPYoga.com?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, cool. Yeah, throw some info up there about how you're using it with the wrestlers and stuff. I'm sure everybody would like to see that and check it out. We didn't catch your name.
Oh, my name's Norm.
Norm.
Yes.
All right, awesome. Well, we're glad to hear the program's working out for you, and thanks for calling, man. I hope you have
that's
an awesome weekend.
It's a great testimony. Oh. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
That's pretty cool that he's working it out with the wrestling team. So he's already kind of doing like steps that people are doing with certification and pass it on, teaching other people. So especially with the athletics, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And starting them young. So cool. I think we got one more person left out there on the lines. We'd love to get to you. So.
Well, we've actually got two, but the first one is doesn't have an area code. It looks like it may be an international number. It's 01144.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's me. This is Ian Rogers here calling from England.
Oh, wow.
Hey, what's going on?
International.
Hi, yeah, it's late here.
I bet. What time is it there?
It's just coming up for 3 a.m. now.
Wow.
Oh my God. Ian.
I just wanted to talk about, well, some people have been talking about the emotional fall downs and things like that. And I just think that you need something to look forward to as you're doing the workouts, maybe monthly, maybe weekly. And the thing is, I mean, for a lot of people that are doing DDP yoga that are overweight, I think a lot of people look forward to certain foods they can have, like a cheat day or something like that. But I think you should think away from food and think about other things you can do rather than, you know, like going out for the night or even if it's just going to see a movie or something like that. Just that little thing that gives you that thing to look forward to, say, every weekend, and then hopefully you can stay strong during the week and keep going with it. I just wondered if you people agreed with that or not, really.
No, I don't agree with the cheat days at all. I agree with the way that Arthur does it, which, you know, he would set his goals, and when he would reach that goal, he would buy himself like a new Star Wars bobblehead or something. Exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Really, I think if you think about cheat days all the time, it becomes, you know, instead of having one cheat day at the weekend, it becomes two. And then it rolls on to Monday, and then you've got to work out the whole week to get back to where you were the previous week. And I think if you can just, I know it's hard for people that are trying to lose weight like myself, but if you can take your mind away from the food and think about everything else that comes with it, you know, then you can look forward to other things rather than just things you're going to eat all the time.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true. You have to be good to yourself all the way around, not just with food, but with experiences, you know, with relationships, with, you know, one of my favorite ways to de-stress is to take a walk somewhere beautiful, you know, and
yeah.
I always, always, always feel better.
Yeah, it's good. And I think you just need to keep staying positive as well. I know when you have a few bad days, or if you have a day where you haven't eaten so well, or you've missed your workout, I think you just need to stay positive. Think about how much weight you've lost rather than how much you've got to lose, and think about all the little things like the improvements in your flexibility and strength and things like that. And I think if you can stay positive, I mean, it's easier said than done, but if you can stay positive, then, you know, I think it's easier to keep on track as well.
Yeah, it's tough. You don't give yourself any more ammunition to beat yourself down with.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. If you try to stay positive, definitely a good point. So
yeah.
I got to ask. Tell you either had insomnia. You didn't stay up just to call us, did you?
I did. I was going to call last week because I actually had my 120 day weigh in last week, but I did Diamond Cutter about 11:30 with the theory of it would keep me awake, but then I had a shower and fell straight asleep. So,
so
that's pretty cool.
So,
and you've been posting your video updates online and stuff. Did you want to toss your blog out to people so they know where to catch it?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I just put a new video up today talking about getting back to basics to, you know, because I think for myself, if you do just do the longer workout, sometimes you can slip into bad habits with technique and things like that. So I made a video today talking about how you should go back and look at the easier workouts like Energy or the Diamond Dozen, just once every couple of weeks and just, you know, touch base, make sure you're doing the technique properly because then you'll get more out of the harder workouts. And my YouTube channel is youtube.com/IanDDPYoga, and my blog, my new written blog, is IanDDPYoga.blogspot.com, and they're the two I post on every day.
Wow. So how did your 120-day, is that what you said last week?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Well, I started at 237, and I was looking to lose 50 pounds, and as of 120 days, I'd lost 31 of those 50.
Wow!
So I'm on the way. You know, I mean, it's sort of hard because I haven't got as much to lose as some people. So you know, I'm not getting like double figure losses every month, but I sort of aim to lose sort of 4 or 5 pounds a month and keep it steady like that. And I've managed to achieve that so far, so hopefully I can stick to that going forward.
Wow, that's great. And I'm just so impressed that you stayed up to call us. I mean,
yeah.
that's so cool.
If you're not in the chat room, you got a bunch of shout-outs from Travis and Christina, too.
Yeah, I was talking to Christina today on Facebook because I booked to go to the retreat today, so I'll be seeing a few of you guys there next year, hopefully.
Oh, cool.
What week are you going in?
I'm going the second week, the 10th to the 15th.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, so I'll
go. All right, well, hopefully, maybe if that's the week I'm going, I'll get to see you there, Rob.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. Hey, have an awesome week and get some sleep.
Yes, I will do. I'm
going
to bed now.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. That's awesome. I think I'm pretty honored that he stayed up to talk to us, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's been busting his ass. He actually, I don't know if you guys saw last week, but maybe it was last week or 2 weeks ago. But the show is still going on, and it seems that Robert lost some audio. I know there were some storms and whatnot going through. Don saying he can't hear us. I'm just going to end it right here.
We'll
be recording on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry for the abrupt shortness. I want to thank our callers, Travis, Mike, Leslie, Norm, and Ian from calling from the U.K., Stacy, as always, lovely to have you on the show and to share the time with you. And if it's not recording, then we're just losing everything tonight. But, hey, guys, thanks for listening. Remember, start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. And always do your DDP yoga. Bang!
kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.